Okay. You just heard how requests for the city's services are processed straight from the source. But back in 2005, the city of Chicago had an idea that would let you learn more about the city all on the web. ChicagoWorksForYou.com was supposed to let residents look up what was happening with city services in their neighborhood. You could also look up restaurant inspections, check on liquor licenses, and see how long it took for potholes to get fixed. But the city nixed the idea before it went public. Daniel O'Neill is the brainchild behind the ChicagoWorksForYou.com, and he's with us now to tell us what happened to the project. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi there.
To 848. So tell us about the initial plan the city had about having you create an email newsletter about 311 inquiries and requests that were addressed, and then that would go to aldermen and community leaders. Is that
sure.
how that was set up?
That's right. In May of 2005, I was a consultant excuse me, for the city of Chicago, and they had come to me with an idea that they had, which was to exactly that. They had a list of email addresses of community leaders and aldermen and ward people and people in the community, and they wanted to send a PDF email of all the great city services that were delivered near that person. Because the city, as Director Hampton was talking about, delivers a significant amount of services on a daily basis, and that information is not usually publicized.
Now, that did open the door for you to create ChicagoWorksForYou.com, and what was that site designed to do exactly?
Sure. So when they came up with that idea and they told me about it, it was literally 1 week after the launch of ChicagoCrime.org. Which was created by Adrian Hollabody, who is now my colleague at our website called everyblock.com. And it was about 1 week after that, and it was a very innovative, brand-new website that allowed people to see one type of information, which is crime near them. So when I heard this idea, I said, wow, wouldn't it be great if you could have all of these 311 service requests on a map, and what if everybody could see it all at once, and what if you never had to send an email or create a PDF and everybody could do this? So they thought that that was a good idea, and that was the project.
Now, in the beginning, Mayor Daley was very supportive of this, right? He was
that's my understanding,
sort of gave
yes.
you the go-ahead, gave the project the go-ahead. What happened when the alderman got a chance to see it, when it went to city council?
I wouldn't characterize it that way, that the project itself went to city council, but as I've learned in my work at Every Block and working with 11 cities, now we have sites in 11 cities, and my job is to work with municipalities and to get civic data. I think a very similar thing happened as to what I see throughout the country, which is that as political leaders see this kind of transparency and this kind of accountability published on the web in a way that they view as uncontrollable, then there is resistance.
So it was rejected?
That's my yes.
Essentially.
The project never went live, that's for sure.
So did you ever get an official reason from the city about exactly why they thought it was, or what was wrong with it? Or
I did not.
Nothing?
Nothing. Well, basically, again, we had created the project. We had it ready to launch, and it was reviewed by a number of city officials, and then we were told that the project was shelved.
How's it working in other cities?
In other cities,
any comparable sized cities that it's in?
Frankly, no. That's one of the frustrating things about it, because this was 2005, and here it is 2009, and it's still, if it was launched today, would be one of the most innovative projects around. There is something similar in New York City, called NYC Scout. They have this, it stands for Street Condition Observation Unit Teams. And
well, give me that again.
Scout. Street Condition Observation Unit T, which stands for something that I forget.
Okay,
but
I
anyway,
you.
In NYC Scout, they have a system whereby city workers go around with mobile devices, and they basically do 311 reports themselves. So that would be a similar thing, but no, I haven't seen anything of this scope.
This is 848. We're talking to Daniel O'Neill, a software developer, and he was the guy behind ChicagoWorksForYou.com, a project that never actually got going in Chicago. There is a project called Every Block where you had some involvement with Every Block?
I'm one of the founders of Every Block, and yes.
How does that work?
So
does it do any of what ChicagoWorksForYou.com was going to do?
So one of the great things that came out of my work with Chicago Works for You is that I met, again, my colleague Adrian Hollabody, who had ChicagoCrime.org. Adrian had an idea separately for a website called EveryBlock, and Adrian got funded by the Knight Foundation, which is a journalism organization that is interested in funding projects that innovate in journalism and do civic good. And I, when he got funded for that project, I joined him and a number of my other colleagues at EveryBlock to create a website that pulls together local news and public information into one place so that people can put in their address and see news near them.
Did you ever think about redesigning ChicagoWorksForYou.com to satisfy whatever the dissatisfaction was from the part of city officials?
We did. One of the things that we considered was to make the map technology more acceptable to the city enterprise infrastructure, and I think that that might have been something that could have gone. But again, in city government, things can sometimes move slowly.
And I'm guessing now, because of the ability of that proposed website to clearly spot problems in a given ward, pothole repair rate, maybe it was just too much information.
Might be.
What is it? The phrase is TMI, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Plenty of information on everyblock.com. However, we are launched in 11 cities, so we do have, and in my job at EveryBlock, it's my role to work with city government to obtain new data. So I've worked with Director Hampton, who is a great 311 director. I've worked with 311 directors all over the country. He's a very visionary guy and is really open to sharing a lot of this data. So I think it's a sort of a one day at a time, one fist over the other type of process. So I have great hopes for our website here in Chicago. This is where we're based. And again, we seek more and more relevant data from the city of Chicago.
As we wrap this up, Daniel, what are you working on now? Anything new and visionary for the future?
Just continuing on EveryBlock, adding more features to it and allowing people. You had mentioned earlier in your conversation with the director about the idea of how do we follow up on this, and those are one of the things we're thinking about at EveryBlock, is to be able to provide that kind of conversation and that kind of feedback loop.
Daniel O'Neill is a web developer from Chicago. He now runs the website everyblock.com. And by the way, we called the city to ask them about Chicago Works for You. They did not respond to our calls.
Right here.
And just ahead, the Bulls celebrate Johnny Red's loyal service. And we explore the cultural effects of pornography. Then a writer contemplates the L word. That and more coming up on 848 right here on WBEZ.